Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, everybody, Lent, Eastover, Easter, Passover, all the holidays behind us so we can get back to not doing any Eastover.
Eastover? Is that a special holiday you started?
Let's get back to not doing anything religious till Christmas. So
okay,
let's
good.
Celebrate Christers. Non-religion with 5 seconds of silence. Okay, here's your headlines. Religious service attendance mapped out. We got this via the Axios. Cannot do woke MAGA if you have just data, Brandon. Just data.
Yeah, this is. I looked up both these people because I did want to see if there's any bias. Like if they just hated God, then I might be getting some bias. But it really is just data points. And I looked up both people, and they're just there's nothing on there that would lead me to believe they were had some axe to grind. So we're good.
Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine have the highest share of adults who say they never or seldom attend church or religious services.
What?
Compared to the national average of 49% per a new Axios analysis. Why it matters. More than three quarters of Americans say religion's role in public life is shrinking, the highest level since the group first started tracking such sentiment in 2001. Many Americans are unhappy about that, with about half of adults telling Pew both that religion is losing influence and that this is a bad thing. Nearly half of U.S. adults say they feel at least some tension between their religious beliefs and mainstream culture. All of that to say, is that a good thing or a bad thing, Brandon?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about nuns on a show maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And we've talked about this a fair amount on the idea that church attendance is dropping. And then there's guys like you and me who are like kind of tired of main sort of the standard church thing every day. And who go? Who attend? I mean, you go every Sunday pretty much, right?
No, God.
You don't anymore?
No, my God.
I thought you were going every week with your
Honestly,
kids.
I would like to go to church. I've told them it is just, I went Easter. I stood in the back and I was talking to the guy, the board of elders. I was like, this is too long. This is hour and 45 minutes is too long.
What?
And by the way, the length is
an hour and 45 minutes.
By the way, the length isn't the problem. It's the fact that they just like are, it's like throwing ingredients into a hopper. It feels as if they're just doing whatever. And it happens to be an hour. I'm actually going to call for an audit and say like, can you guys audit the service and tell me what you're doing, why you're doing it? We don't need to go into this.
Wait a second. Hold on. Be back up a little bit. How long has this been going on that you haven't been going to church every Sunday? Because
I
know when we were there, you were pretty much every Sunday.
I would like to go every Sunday, but my personal church drives me insane. And so I'm like, I just can't. Like,
have
the minute
you ever
I walk
thought in, about leaving that church and going somewhere else?
No. It's like leaving my brother or leaving my sister. Like, I'm there, the people, I'm committed to it.
Okay.
I'm not a consumer. I'm not going somewhere else because I think, but I'm just, it's.
But you,
it is
if
just
you don't too, go, you've spoken with your feet.
Yeah. I mean, I yes. And I was convicted this last on Easter to be like, I got to tell someone. I got to say, go to the board or the pastor and be
right.
Like, we got to do something.
Well, you know, I mean, I go to an Anglican church, so it's a little bit different than the church you go to. You go to a Presbyterian church. But the Anglican church is kind of interesting because it's pretty, prescribed. You know what service is going to be long. The average service that we go to is it's like to the minute, an hour and 15 minutes.
It's what it should
in
be.
In and out. I was just having this conversation with a couple of buddies over breakfast this morning about where I am with church.
I talk about your friends.
Don't care anymore. I simply am to the point where like they're struggling or people I know are struggling with, should we go to this church? Should we not go to that church? Whatever we're doing. I'm like, it doesn't matter, man. They all suck. And I think that's what my point is. They all suck.
And that's true.
It's like, why do they all suck is the question. Now, some people would say, no, they don't. My church is great. I'm like, well, what is great about your church then? We were talking about the idea that what I'm actually interested in, and you, of all people, you will make fun of this, but I know you actually appreciate it. Geez. All I really want to do is have a fire pit in the middle of the woods with a bunch of people sitting around it in silence. I'm almost like Quaker. I'm almost want like the 20-minute silent sit. That's my church. Where we get together, we have coffee together, we sit for 20 minutes in silence, and then afterwards, maybe we talk a little bit for a few minutes about our feelings about it, and then we have breakfast together, and then we leave. That's what I want for church. I do believe in the liturgy. I love the liturgy because it takes it out of my own head.
Well, okay. I feel like we're getting off topic from this thing.
Well, not really.
About this,
Why are people not going to church is the topic.
And the tension between religious beliefs and mainstream culture. So right. Like the average person, I feel like the average person does not go to church because it conjures up bad feelings. Like I don't
you
get
think
bad.
So?
I think so. Oh. I think the average person like.
I think
yes,
they don't go to church because it's boring.
Well, I think
and
it's
they
like,
see the hypocrisy in the church itself. I think there are a million reasons why people no longer look, dude. If somebody says go do this thing and you do it and nothing good, it's boring. You don't ever feel good when you leave and
yeah,
nothing good comes out of it. Why would you go?
Yeah, but you always get out of something what you put into something. So if you're going just for whatever,
bro, if I get on and binge a show on Netflix, I put zero effort into it. I got something out of it and I'm done and I walk away. I'm not saying that's a good thing. That's consumerism, but I'm saying if we want to look at the psychology about why people are not going to church, I think it's because the churches are failing them. I think it's because of that.
Here's what I would say. I get the same feeling when I go to a really good jazz show. For some reason, the artistic movement and the sound puts me in a good spot where my brain feels relaxed and I could think and be at peace. A good service does the exact... I went to a Monday Thursday service, not in my church, somewhere else.
Oh.
Grace Cathedral, if you will.
Oh, interesting.
And it was like there was space and the soft was sound. And it was just like this. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm there.
Yeah.
But when it's like when people are like go to a church where they're busy pantsing, I just feel like that's my life.
What
I'm in my routine.
Pantsing?
Just like we got to do this. Then we do this. Then someone talks and this is this. Da, da, da. Like it's just like that's the very.
I kind of wonder for you. OK, we're talking about why people are leaving churches. It's Brandon and Larry having a conversation, and we're sort of...
Oh, that's nice. I love those.
We're at the same space, but we're in a different space. I kind of wonder for you if you shouldn't be going to a high church, to a liturgy service, where it's like...
Probably not.
Where you're literally not listening to that busy pants, as you say.
Here's the point, though, in general.
Okay.
I don't need a church.
Right.
Like, I do good reading. I can read the Bible. I can pray. I can meditate.
You
I don't
even
need
believe
a
in Jesus, so... The big Jeezy is, you're not even sure if you believe in the big Jeezy.
My point
anymore.
Is, like, I don't necessarily, there are some people that have to go to church to get their spiritual output for the week.
Yeah.
That's not me. I don't need that. So I don't, like me not liking my church is not hurting my spiritual.
Okay, but so step back. Step back from your weird, whatever apostate belief system you have now where I pray for you every day. Let's talk about the article, which is, why do you think over the last 20 or 30 years, that people have left the church? It's been in the last 20 or 30 years.
I just feel like the church has not changed. We talk about this all the time. The church has not changed its procedure.
But they're doing like coffee bars and fog machines and emotive pastor. I mean, that stuff happens.
I don't know. I just feel like that's still kind of rote. Like it's still kind of a routine thing.
I think that part of the problem is that people have come to expect that church is going to be a certain thing. That you show up there and it's going to be like, we do X and then we do Y and then we do Z. And it's like, well, but that's not meeting the needs. Number one, the internet has changed a lot of things for people.
Totally.
They can access certain things differently than they could.
Yes.
So I don't need to, and I've said this on the show, I don't need to hear a good sermon anymore. I just simply don't. You know why? Because if I really want to hear somebody talk about something that I really want to hear, I just get online and I listen to a great speaker. I don't think that a small town pastor is going to tear it up. And the problem is half these people that are really good speakers, they're so full of ego that they bounce around, whatever. Okay.
Totally.
So I think that's part of it. I think part of it is that internet online persona. I think it's also created an ADD within the culture, which is we have a really hard time sitting in a place for an hour and a half. And so I think that some of these churches, their answer to that is, let's give them more, baby. Let's give them more because that's going to solve the problem. But it's not solving the problem.
Yeah, I feel like we're overgeneralizing. There are lots of churches and lots of different types of people. Like, for instance, like you say church and people think of like the Trump GOP evangelical Christian. And you go to something way different than that.
Right.
It's hard to find that. Like, you can't just go like, I'm going to go to church today. I want spirituality. You walk in the building, you're like, well, this place sucks. That's right. There's lots of people that you want to have as friends, but those people suck too. So it kind of takes a little bit of work to find a spot that works for you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You get out of something what you put into it. It goes back to the fact that I think that you and I would both be much, much happier if we could just be in a community and then find those spaces of silence.
I disagree with that. I do not need church. Like, it does not make me sad one iota
that
I don't
people.
Like my church. Well, and that's what I get.
Would you be more fulfilled if you were around people that would...
No, I like the people. That's the why I get, the reason I
no,
go
no,
to the
you're
place.
Not, you're, you keep interrupting. That's your problem, is you got to stop interrupting.
All right.
What I'm
Give
simply saying is that if you are, you said you get out of something what you put into it.
Yes.
If you're seeking some spirituality, you're mm-hmm. seeking to understand God. If you don't believe in God, then what the hell? What's the difference? Just go join
a
Unitarian
church. I would disagree with that, too.
Why?
Because, like, you're seeking spirituality. You're seeking
meaning.
Okay,
but that's my point. But I'm saying, they're saying, hey, we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Oh,
and
Lord.
If you don't believe in that, then they're like, well, go somewhere else. I don't see any problem with that.
I don't either.
Okay. So let's assume that people want to seek the big Jeezy. Jesus, they're after that. Let's just assume that. And I'm not saying that people are. You're not. Those people that might be inclined to follow that, go to that church, are not going. Why do you think they're not going?
I feel like it's just everything we talked about. The expectations. Churches are historically now doing it wrong. There's bad connotations of what church is, so it's hard to get people there in the first place.
I think there's a lot of judgment around churches where people feel like they've been judged. No one's listening to them. I think the different, the lower, the younger generations are like, why do I need that crap? You want to make me feel guilty about X, Y, and Z? It's not, I guess the point is, it's not making their lives better. And it should be. If it's effectively a fulfilling, if we think mind, body, and soul, the soul should be better when we leave this expression of faith than it is. And by the way, it's not just Christianity. If you looked at those numbers, Jews are like 13%. Muslims are, 48%. So it's not, it's a lot of different, every religion is suffering from this. And I think that it's because we live in a postmodern world where people have access to so many more things.
Yeah.
Before it was like, well, you go to church. I mean, it was not ironic to me at all that the highest state for church attendance was Louisiana and Mississippi. Well, because they're in the South. And people are like, I would say, let's break that down. Why are those people in Louisiana and Mississippi going? They're going because it's a cultural expectation, not because their soul is being fulfilled, not because they're better off for it. So I guess I don't disagree with you. I know we kind of circle around the drain a lot, but I think that you and I are in different places spiritually. And I think, but I think the greater society is also in a different place spiritually than it was 30 years ago. And that's the big problem. Churches have not kept up with the changing spirituality of the people.
I just think if you live long enough in this world, you're going to run up into something that's not going to make sense to you. And you could bang your head into that not making sense. You could lead to addiction and all sorts of other stuff. My gift that I want to give to my kids is a third way. There is a third mystical spiritual way in this world. And I'm trying to give them some, like, hey, here's a version of it. I'm trying to inspire them that at some point when you need it, there is a third way, and that is kind of church and an institution. And I hope that they remember that.
I think you're struggling with that too. I don't know if I would. I don't know.
I'm not.
I think you are. Honestly, you want to give your kids a third rail is what you're saying.
I'm just saying it makes me so sad in America that we, by the way, I live in San Francisco where we're the quirkiest, weirdest people in the whole wide world.
Right.
And they're still spoon feeding you the rotund hour and 45 minutes exactly as it should be.
So what do you think it should be? Let's forget about what it is. What should it be?
We don't need, you know.
No, I want to know what you think the optimal service looks like.
It just should be a place that transports you to a spot that you're getting in touch with something other than your daily grind. By the way, I think Jesus would do that. Jesus will take you to the spot.
He wouldn't be in a building, and he wouldn't be going an hour and 15 or hour and a half, hour 45.
I don't know about that. But
I don't think he would. I think he'd be out in nature probably.
Oh, okay. What if it's raining?
I think that, what are you talking about? I think the big Jeezy would be out in nature, period. Okay. I don't think that he would be worried about building giant. Look, you referenced Grace Cathedral, which is an absolutely stunning piece of architecture. I don't think Jesus would be too worried about building big buildings. That's what I think.
Well, it's so funny because the person, the rector there, gave this like little homily for like 10 minutes. It was like this total San Francisco homily, like God works in inefficiency, wouldn't kick people out of homeless camps and send them. Well, and I was like, wait a minute, we're in this giant building worth billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And you're saying, don't kick the people out of their homeless camps. I was like,
but don't let them live in here.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh my God.
You could have thousands of people living in that building.
Totally.
So, I don't know. I mean, we've sort of danced around the issue. I think for me, the way I'd close it out is, I think that you, somebody said, hey, every conversation, everything you write, everything you create is ultimately you're talking to yourself. So I think you're talking to yourself. I'm talking to myself. I really, a big shout out to my boy, John, who is the Jeezy of Asheville. That is very true. And I think you're having a conversation with yourself about what church should be or how it should be, because you want your kids to be.
But here's the point.
Something good.
As this is saying, I'm having a conversation, but most Americans are not. Most Americans are saying we're out and we're tuning out. And
they're just having a different conversation about something else.
That's the bad part. The part about this that makes me sad is, like, America's like, I'm sick of that stuff. And by the way, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
I guess the final thing I'll say, and it would be fodder for another show, is what are they replacing it with? That's, if anything at all, what are they replacing it with? That's an interesting, that's an interesting thing to think about.
Herkel Dirkling. That's, I mean,
Herkling and Dirkling. Sleeping later. Yeah. Bed rotting. Absolutely. All right. Well, Larry, thank you for taking us down a rabbit hole that we can't get out of. I feel sad right now for you, and I'm going to pray that Jesus will show you the way.